youth,
creativity,
entrepreneurship. Here is a series of podcasts which testify
the experience of the European project Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs
by those who have implemented it.
This project is co-financed by the European Regional Development Funds
through the Interreg Atlantic Area Programme.
Network.
Opportunity.
European.
14 partners.
5 countries.
Here we are. Welcome to a new episode talking about H Project, Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs. This podcast series has been recorded during the COVID-19 situation. Today we are in Lugo, in Spain, to meet Pablo with the European Project Manager on Vida Láctea. Hello, thank you for having us.
My name is Pablo Castro Álvarez. I am the Project Manager of the European Affairs Department of Vida Láctea, a small company located in the city of Lugo, in the north of Spain, in Galicia. We are one of the members of the AYCH project. We are the chair of communication for the project.
Can you tell us a little bit more about this activity?
We are a company based on activities with young people. We have been working in different ways with young people for the last 20 years. We are specialized on activities like summer camps or work camps, both in the region of Galicia and in the surrounding ones, even Portugal. And we also develop some activities for the local government, for the Xunta de Galicia, regarding exchanges with international people. For example, when the government has a meeting, they usually call us for dynamizing the activity with young people. So thanks to that, we also have a broad experience regarding non-formal education. Thanks to that, we are developing now an incubation process with more than young people in the hub that we have here in Lugo. Regarding Spain especially, we have an educative system that is not quite flexible. When we have activities with young people, we are not just focused on spare time. It's not just, okay, let's have fun and that's all. We also want them to improve their skills, to know that there are new possibilities, and to think about be connected with society. We work with them, activities like, for example, the escape rooms, games with a strong position regarding gender equality or avoiding problems regarding race. So we try to show them new possibilities and also how to use new technologies in a better way. For example, took advantage of the 3D printer machines and the laser cutting machine that we have in the Fab Lab. But because we also have a co-working space with more than 13 companies for different fields, we also take advantage of the experts that we have. And we have some of them which are quite good regarding communication. So one of the workshops or formations that are most demanded by the local government for us to have with young people is, for example, the proper use of social media for the young people. And every time we work with them, we work totally opposite the way they are used to work at high school, for example. It's not, okay, you just be there and let the teacher explain. No, you have to stand up, you have to work, you have to be one more of everything, and the teacher is at the same level as you, and you are up to explain and suggest anything, do whatever you want. From young people and let them to speak with you and express what they think. The good point is that thanks to the AYCH project and the experience of other partners, we discovered new ways of working with young people, like for example, the design thinking or different games like the Bright Mirror. We have the summer camps and work camps and how to deal with young people, how to make them have fun, but also how to improve the soft skills like working together and think about how to improve society. And thanks to educational tools I said before, like the same thing in the local jams, the hackathon, we could improve a lot the way we were working with young people. And now in our camps, both summer and work camps, we have always a couple of hours or days that are based on hackathon or design thinking. So we mix the previous experience that we have and the new ideas and ways of working that we acquired thanks to the project.
Thank you all very much. As said, we have been Team Crash Start, and thank you for enjoying the presentation.
What kind of young people are you working with?
We usually work with young people from 12 to till 30 years old, a wide variety of young people. We have young people with problems at home, people that special needs, also people with formation. It's a wide variety because actually we are not the ones deciding who is attending the camps or the activities. We are happy to work with anyone, also taking into account the weak and the strong points of everybody. And we like a lot to do teams as more heterogeneous as possible with the aim of having the people working with points of view, different kinds of backgrounds, sharing all the information.
At the beginning, why the AWCH project?
Actually, I've not been in the company since the beginning in the project. The project started by the end of 2016, I guess, and I started being a member of Vida Láctea in 2018. Actually, I am not from Galicia, I'm from Asturias, which is a region which is quite close. When I started in the project, for me, it was chaotic because it was a lot of stuff, quite new. I remember that the first time I have a meeting in the project was a physical one. It was in L'École de Design in Nantes. I was quite lost because I didn't know anything about the project. So at the beginning, it was a bit difficult for us. And actually, which it was in September in 2018 in Nantes, I was the one in charge of presenting the Eighth Ocean activity for the partners, for the meeting of partners. And I was like, exactly what I am saying, because in summer in the company, 1 week and a half after starting, I had to move to the work camp of the TS Island. And I had to discover all about the project and the design thinking and all of that. Since the very beginning, it was, as it usually say, a baptism on fire. It's your third day in the project, so today we have a design thinking. So maybe that was the reason why we have so gap between the first HOSIA and the activities and the tools of the project.
Do you have concrete examples?
Brought to the island a 3D printing machine. We were able to develop prototypes there. We also have young experts from other partners of the project. We have Dana from L'École de Design. We have Luis from PCA. It helped a lot us and the young people for developing the activities. Yeah, and we even a proper design thinking, a proper hackathon, not like the first time, which was like, okay, in 2 days, we are going to develop a prototype. In the work camp of the TS Island, what we do is, it's a work camp in the national park of the TS Island in front of the Bay of Vigo. During 15 days, we work there with young people from all the planet in preserving the park. We clean the beach, the rangers of the park in matter of eliminating foreign plant species and things like that. And what we also do, young people have spare time and different activities like scuba diving, kayaking, but we also have with them design thinking activities. They gather into groups and we ask them to develop prototypes for avoiding plastics of single use. They have different experts, which are the monitors of the camp. because we have people there which are marine biologists, we have architects, we have philologists, we have people from a plenty group of expertise. And the young people develop the prototype and they have to present the prototype to the group. It's a small creative jam and a small island with not a lot of resources, but it's quite interesting because in the morning they discover in the beach the problem. They recover from the beach, the tide, the materials, and then they have to create a prototype for solving that problem. So it's a really complex way of tackling the marine litter issue.
As you saw there, picked up the litter there. Obviously a very realistic model of how it works.
We are the chairs of communication, my colleagues Jose and I, but we have not been in charge of communication since the beginning of the project. We started guiding the project in that aspect since the end of 2018. We started with the communication. We have to modify a bit the path the project was following. We created new social media, like, for example, we create a YouTube channel, a LinkedIn account, also a Behance account. We also worked in different aspects for the project itself, like, for example, a branding of the logotype, colors and stuff that were not in the beginning. And we also improved the webpage of the project. And we started different kinds of campaigns for spreading the word of the project. In the beginning, it was quite difficult because I also remember that we were having some problems regarding the internal communication of the project. Because we have a lot of ways of doing it. We have the Basecamp platform, but we also have partners that were using email chains, partners that were using both things at the same time. So we have a couple of meetings with the lead partner and also with the space, which in charge of the support of the Basecamp platform. And we, in the end, we decided to use as much as possible Basecamp for internal communication because it was a kind of agile tool for doing it. It improved a bit the communication of the project since we started working with it. We have been recognized a couple of times from the UN Secretariat of Inter-Atlantic Area that we are a project that is well known outside of our area of influence. Thanks to that, we are also going to have an stand perform a workshop and having a pitch talk in the European Week of Regions and Cities in October this year. And we're also candidates of 2 Radio Star Awards because of the 30th anniversary of Interreg. We are candidate to the Youth Empowerment Award, and we are also candidate for the People's Choice Award in the Radio Stars.
Do you have a significant journey of someone who has been involved in your activities?
I can think in a couple of ones. For example, in our case, we have a young person, a Colombian guy that met us 2 years ago. In the beginning, we just were thinking of having incubation spaces in Lugo, but we realized that the other part of the community of Galicia was also in need of these kind of things. So we started working with an association in Ferrol, in the coast, which helps Latin American immigrants that arrive to Spain and have problems with the paperwork and don't have an employed and things like that. Has an interesting story because he came from Colombia with his family because the problem, that situation that the country is suffering. He was in the last year of the university for being an architect. But because of the paperwork, he couldn't continue with his studies, not even work. His sisters could not even attend high school because of the paperwork too. So they were like 2 years without the possibility of doing anything. And he started working with us and he developed a prototype in incubation called Welcome, which is, the idea was an APP gathering all the information, all the paperwork. So like for example, a Uber Eats application, but telling you what you have to do. Interesting because last year, the city of Ferrol, in which he is living, decided to create the APP. They grant him 12,000 euros for creating it. And he's developing it, and soon it's going to be available, and everyone could know in a really easy and precise way how this would work in order to improve their status here. I think that it's quite interesting example of what the project could do, because we start with someone without possibilities that, thanks to the incubation, APP, and he also is an ambassador of the project. Since the very beginning, he said that he would be quite interested in spreading the word. And thanks to that, we have a lot of people in Ferrol also that are involved now in the project and are doing an incubation process.
What is your incubation process? How do you proceed to deliver your incubation program?
Actually, now we are having a bit different kind of incubation because of the coronavirus situation. We are doing all of that online, sometimes chaotic, because now we have 24 people doing an incubation process. But first of all, the touchstone for doing the incubation is that we have a local event. We have a local jam, for example, here in Lugo, or we can have one at the university, as we did a couple of months ago. Or we have, for example, we contacted one city council, which is in the border with Portugal, which is called Monterrey. We talked with the person in charge of youth and unemployment there, and they were delighted with the idea. So we went there, we created a small working group, and we started working with young people. The process that we follow is that we have the young people, they tell us the idea they would like to develop. In case they don't have an idea, we more or less guide them to a kind of idea that more or less will match what they want. And we start in the developing process. We start with the pros and cons of the idea. We ask them the different kinds of formations that could support the idea. They need support with 3D printing, with speech, designing of the logo, of the brand. We also help them with the business modeling of the idea. And we also offer them the possibility of learning from other partners. We offer them the residencies, the also internships, possibilities to attending jams in the location of other partners. And we always support them in a virtual and physical way. We have to adapt ourselves to the young people, because we have people that are not studying, but we also have people that are working and studying at the same time, or have kids. So we have to adapt a bit to them. Lately, we are even having informations during the weekend, because now with the current situation, we have people which is quite, which is the one. They are facing a chaotic situation because of the exams. So the only time they are free for doing formations is, for example, at Saturday. So that's why sometimes during the weekend, because we have to adapt a bit to the young people. Also, having such a great amount of young people, it's difficult, because sometimes having an incubation with 20 people at the same time is impossible.
What would be your advice to run a project for young people?
The first advice I would give is to listen to the young people. We have had some young people doing a residence here from another partner, and they were a bit amazed of the way we were doing things here, because they were like, what are you talking about, that the formations are adapted to us? And it's like, I mean, you are the ones developing the idea, and we, the partners, are the ones that should adapt to you. This is my first advice, to listen to young people, what they want to do, what they need. You could support them. And the second should be to have a good communication. I mean, both with the young people, other partners that you, or stakeholders that you have would have around you that could support that young person to develop the idea, as external communication. Have tools, or at least the willing to reach the biggest amount of young people, for knowing that you have a project that could support them, aware of the other possibilities of the project.
And what is your best memory on the project?
I was attending the Venture Fest last summer. We gathered there four different partners, a lot of stakeholders and companies and staff. We were there doing our job as communication, and for me it was quite interesting because I could see how the project could be applied for schools, and seeing young people of 12 years old talking about prototyping and ideas for improving the city in a more sustainable way. For me, it was quite good because by that time, the Brexit was starting to be a really big problem for the United Kingdom. And looking at that, there were young people against that and also thinking about the possibility of rejoining the union after, in case they went out, thinking about how to improve the lifestyle and stuff. New methodologies like the design thinking for the project, for me, it was a really good example of what we were doing, what we are doing now. It's important and it's having an impact on society and young people.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can find more information about the AYCH project on our platforms. See you next time for a new episode.
Youth,
creativity,
entrepreneurship,
network,
opportunity,
European,
14 partners,
5 countries,
Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs.
Le but, c'est d'ouvrir les horizons du possible.